Appendix A, Military Decision-Making Process Proficiency via Training. The Military Decision-Making Process MDMP challenges can be reversed through training. Commanders are responsible for training their staffs in the MDMP during home station training. Training must be deliberate, focused, and repetitive. Therefore, the MDMP should be applied to routine staff actions. National Training Center Operations Group Military Decision-Making Process Training Resources. This publication addresses the need for staff proficiency when conducting the MDMP. Commanders must focus on the trend of staff. Upon arrival at the NTC, staffs are not simply tasked to conduct the MDMP. Instead, the decisive action training environment confronts staffs with conducting the MDMP at speed in an environment where planning and current operations must occur simultaneously. Most staffs find this a challenge, primarily because our education and training focus often revolves around planning alone. Often, commanders become frustrated in the ability of the staff to coordinate and synchronize current operations at the pace required during a Combat Training Center CTC rotation. Commanders with staff should ask themselves the following questions. Does my staff clearly understand how I receive information? Do I have an established system/process for communicating the commander's guidance that my staff understands? Have I personally taught each staff section my expectations of them as the entire staff progresses through the MDMP? Have I built a progressive training program for my staff at home station focused on increasing our ability to operate at an increased tempo? Have I trained my staff to conduct both planning and current operations simultaneously? As the Army hones its skills in large-scale combat operations, LISCO, commanders should remember that a very well-trained staff becomes a critical requirement to effectively negotiate the operations process. Colonel Simmering's Chapter 1 article contains a methodology for developing a brigade-level staff training program for conducting LISCO against a near-peer threat. This methodology can be adapted for staff size and capacity and, therefore, applied at the battalion level. Additionally, this training program can be completed within a unit's regular training cycle. Operations Group, NTC, created Combining Arms in the Close Fight to assist units in combining arms to win on the battlefield and is organized into three sections. Section 1 offers three foundational concepts and 18 critical tactics, techniques, and procedures, TTPs, that offer a way to think about how to combine arms. Section 2 focuses on Brigade Combat Team, BCT, sustainment, and describes why and how units should design their concept of support and logistics architecture. And Section 3 offers a series of hard problems for units to consider as they train for large-scale combat operations, LISCO. We intend for this book to be practical. It builds upon NTC Operations Group's May 2021 publication, Mastering the Fundamentals, for BCT and below formations. It seeks to move beyond describing problems, focusing instead on concrete things units must do to combine arms. We take doctrine as our starting point, which rightly focuses on what must be done during operations, and move forward to offer ways to think about how to fight. Our source material for these recommendations is the hard work of 9 BCTs during rotation spanning from July 2021 through May 2022. Mission Command Training Tables. Mission Command Training Tables, MCTTs, are tools commanders can use to build and maintain their overall mission command and unit readiness. Training Circular TC6-0.2, Training the Mission Command Warfighting Function for Battalions, Brigades, and Brigade Combat Teams, 15 July 2019, provides training tables for battalions, brigades, and brigade combat teams, BCTs. The training tables featured in Chapter 3, Mission Command Warfighting Function Training Tables, BCT, of TC6-0.2, focus on the BCT staff and detail all levels of Mission Command Warfighting Function training and certifications.